resolve.
Yeah. The good news is old, old story, very old story.
这个好信息也是一个非常古老的故事。
Very old, but the story we love to tell.
是一个非常古老的故事，却是我们所愿意讲的一个故事。
We have a lot of old stories we want to tell.
我们有很多过去的故事想要跟大家分享。
Like my mom, and she had all the old story about me.
就像我妈妈有关于我的很多我过去的故事。
Like I can eat three apples when I was only 3 years old.
好像我在三岁的时候可以一下吃八个苹果。
Three apples.
Sorry.
And she kept on spreading this old story to everybody and she met.
她就跟周围所有她遇见的人一直不停地在讲这个故事。
And she said, look, this is my son, and you know what? And he can eat three apples when he was just only 3 years old.
她就跟周围的人说，你看这是我儿子，他三岁的时候就可以吃三个苹果。
So I just said, oh, just mom, just would you just keep this your story just with you? This is not a good story. This is shameful story.
我就跟他说，妈妈，你能不能把这个故事就留给你自己？这并不是一个很好的故事。
But we love to tell the old story.
但是我们却愿意传讲这个福音。
Because this is the story of good news.
因为这是一个好消息。
Let's have a word prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们为这个时间向你献上感谢。
As we approach to your word and we pray that you will open our eyes.
当我们来分享你话语的时候，请你来打开我们的眼睛。
Because we long to know you and your word and your will through your word.
我们也非常渴慕来遇见你，也希望能够借着你能够来认识你的话语和你的旨意。
Lord, we pray that your word will change us.
我们祷告，愿你的话能够来改变我们。
Change our lives, our daily lives, according to your will.
让我们的生命能够照你的旨意来改变。
We lift up this time up onto your hand.
我们把这个剩下的时间交在你的手中。
Be with us and we pray in Jesus' name.
与我们同在，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. We praise the Lord. We had a gospel meeting last Sunday.
我们感谢神，上个礼拜我们有一个福音的聚会。
And everybody stayed engaged as one body.
我们弟兄姊妹同心合意，像一个肢体一样。
No matter where we were situated in the meeting,
不管是我们在聚会里面是在做什么。
Some were here with gospel friends.
有些人是跟这些福音朋友们在一起。
Sitting with them and chatting with them.
跟他们坐在一起，跟他们讲话。
Saying hello and what's your name?
问候他们，问他们你是什么名字，你的名字是什么。
And some were giving testimony and leading the song.
有些人是在带领诗歌，在做见证。
And the sisters were busy in the kitchen preparing the loving feast.
姊妹们在厨房在预备爱宴。
We worked together as one body.
我们一起在一个肢体里面来侍奉。
To spread the good news because we were enthusiastic about what we have received in the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们一同来热心的来传扬福音，把我们所看见、所经历的来分享给人。
We want so much to share with our friends and our family members.
我们这样的盼望来分享给我们的朋友和我们的家人。
Apostle Peter sent his first letter to the churches in Minor Asia.
这个彼得在跟彼得前书里面，在给小亚细亚的弟兄姊妹写的书信里面
，saying that you should always be ready to give the reason for the hope that is in you when somebody asks you.
他在那里鼓励弟兄姊妹，你要常常做好准备，来。当有人问你心中盼望缘由的时候
I think first let us be ready all the time
也就是说我们要常常做好这个准备
We don't take the gospel meeting as a one-time shot event
我们不把这个福音的这个聚会作为一次的 一件事情。
Let's have a more gospel meetings.
让我们有更多的福音聚会。
Regardless the size, maybe the whole congregation, the whole people, maybe just a group of people, maybe just a student. Let's just have a more gospel meetings.
不管这个聚会的大小，不管是全体的聚会，还是只是个别的福音朋友，让我们愿意我们有更多的福音聚会。
Second, let us not to wait until somebody comes to us and ask us.
也而且我们也不要等到有人来问我们。
We want to take a step to them proactively.
我们需要更加积极的来，我们自己迈出这一步来。
Let's walk into them.
让我们来走向他们。
Be a part of them.
成为他们的一部分。
Third, let us make our life an exhibition before the people.
而且让我们的生活在人的面前能够成为一个见证。
How we take care of families.
我们是如何照顾我们的家庭。
How we raise our kids up.
我们是怎样来养育我们的儿女。
How we choose our college and we want it.
我们是怎样来选择我们的大学
？How we handle our growing pains？
怎么能怎样来面对我们的成长的痛苦
？If people see the difference，
如果人能够在我们身上看见这个不一样的地方
，They will come to us and ask us why we are doing so。
他们就会来主动来找我们，问我们你们为什么要这样做
？Brothers and sisters, testimony for Christ is not just the content of Bible verses.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个见证不只是停留于这些字句。
The good news is not just good stuff we have to say.
这个好消息不只是一些我们所说的一些好听的话。
It's that we live it out with passion and purpose.
而是我们能够有一个目的的，有一个积极的态度，能够来活出来。
A week before last Sunday.
在上个星期之前的那一。之前的那一个礼拜
we shared the David's Psalm 14 with the young people in Sunday school time.
在主日学，我跟弟兄孩子们分享了诗篇十四篇。
We see how the world had made up its mind to reject God.
我们看到这个世界是如何下定决心来拒绝神。
Not because they lack the knowledge about God.
不光是他们
lack the knowledge about God.
Lack.他们拒绝神的知识，关于神的知识。
Or they couldn't make an effort to reach to God.
或者说他们没有做出任何努力来就近神。
But they reject God voluntarily.
而是他们自愿自动的来拒绝神。
So as Psalm 14 first, it says like, they said in their heart, there's no God, we can do whatever we want to do.
所以诗篇十四篇的第一节的里面就是说，他们说没有神，他们想做什么就做什么。
That's man's story.
这就是人的故事。
God never wanted to give the world up.
但是神不愿意放弃这个世界。
I think in the table meetings, many people repeat John 3:16.
在饼杯的时候，很多弟兄姊妹都祷告到约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world.
因为神这样的爱世人
Not even he loved the world, he so loved the world.
不光是他爱世人，他是如此的爱世人。
Psalm 14, verse 2.
那么诗篇十四篇第二节那里。
It says that the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there are any who understand and seek God.
耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。
God wants this world to know that to know Him.
神愿意这个世界来认识他，知道他。
Even though this world has turned its back on Him.
虽然这个世界背离了神。
He still loves this world.
他还是这样子的爱我们。
In Matthew 28:19.
在马太福音二十八章那里讲。
The resurrected the Lord said to his disciples,
这是主跟他的门徒所说的话。
You go and tell the nations.
你去使万民告诉万民。
Because people need the salvation of God.
因为万民都需要神的救恩。
And they got to see God's glory.
他们需要看到神的荣耀。
So that they will be able to turn back to him.
这样他才能够再回转过来，来归向神。
So, my dear young people, is there anything more important than sharing Jesus with as many as possible?
所以年轻人们有比传福音更重要的事情，更重要的事情吗？
We must see the enormous demands out there and do whatever we can offer.
我们必须要看到说，我们需要做很更多的事情，做。越来越多的事情。
With enthusiasm and full anticipation.
我们能够带着更多的热情，也带着更多的期望。
To fulfill that demand.
我们需要看到有更多的需求，我们也要来满足这个需求。
And if all God's children sitting here this morning did it.
如果我今天坐在这里，所有神的儿女都做到这件事情。
My dear brothers and sisters, somebody might say that you guys would fill this piece of land with the name of Jesus.
那么有的人就会说，你们这些人会让这个地充满神的名。
And we would say yes.
我们会说是的。
This is the point we are here in Houston.
这就是我们在休斯顿的目的。
We are named HCA.
我们的名字就是休斯小斯顿基督徒聚会。
And this is why we are still located here at Dumbo Street.
这就是为什么我们还在 Dumbo 这条街的原因。
We don't want to force anything on anybody.
我们不会强迫任何人。
But we don't want anybody to get away from the good news.
但是我们也不希望任何人离开这个。
Because the good news of Jesus Christ is the answer for everyone's life.
因为这个耶稣基督的好消息也是我们所有人生活的一个答案。
It will change people's life.
它会改变人的生命。
And we simply don't want people to miss it.
我们不希望人能够失去这个机会。
And we want the people to know.
我们希望人能够知道、听见这个好消息。
And we want the world to see.
我们希望这个世界能够看到。
So that's why we are still here.
这就是为什么我们还在这里的原因。
So for this morning,
所以今天早上
I choose one story from the Old Testament.
我选了一个旧约的一个故事。
That could better fit the theme we are sharing now.That could fit the theme.
Oh, okay. 它跟我们今天早上所讲的内容非常的贴切。
If it's the story of two women.
是这个两个女人的故事。
Ruth and Naomi.
是拿俄米和路德的故事。
From two opposite people's group.
是两个非常相对的民。
Ruth was a Moabite woman.
路德是摩押人。
Out of a God-cursed generation.
是一个神所咒诅的名。
We all remember that in Deuteronomy 23.
我们也都记得在申命记二十三章那里。
God says that a Moabite shall never enter the assembly of the Lord even to the tenth generation.
神在那里讲说，摩押人就是过了十代，也永不可入耶和华的会。
Which means God's rejection of Moabite woman, a Moabite people, has been fixed.
也就是说神是拒绝摩押人这件事情已经是定了的。
And the curse couldn't be changed.
这个咒诅是不能够给这个咒诅是不能改变的。
But however, Naomi came from a Jewish family.
但是拿俄米却是从犹太人那里出来。
She's a God's chosen people.
她是神的选民。
These two women came to live together under one roof.
这两个女人却生活在一个屋檐之下。
So some would say, what a coincidence.
有人说这是一个巧合。
Is it really, my dear young people?
年轻人，这真的是一个巧合吗？
Is there a God and His purpose in this coincidence-like story in history?
这个在这个巧合的里面有没有神的旨意在里面？
I would like you to turn your Bible with me to the book of Ruth.
我们一起来翻到路德记。
The verses I'm looking at with you are from chapter 1 and the verses 8 through 17.
我们一起来看从第八节到第十六节。
And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house.
The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me."
从第八节到第十七节，拿俄米对两个儿妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样，愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭，说，不然我们必与你一同回你本国去。拿俄米说，我女儿们呢，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们呢，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。继或说，我还有指望，我今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他们长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们呢，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。拿俄米说，看哪，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。路德说，不要催我回去不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往哪里去，你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里，除非死能使你我相邻，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Now let's turn to the New Testament.
我们来翻到新约。
First Peter chapter 2 and verses 9 through 10.
彼得前书第二章第九节和十节。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗又奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
I would like to set a stage for Ruth chapter 1 with a little background.
我现在要分享一点点路德记第一章的一点背景。
The story was about a very desperate time.
这个故事发生在一个非常紧急绝望的时候。
Both spiritually and physically.
不光是属灵的，也是属肉体的情况。
A family had lived their life in a village town called Bethlehem in the land of Judah.
一家人在犹大伯利恒的地方居住。
Ironically, Bethlehem means the house of bread.
这个伯利恒的很有讽刺的意义是是粮食之家。
But in the time of Naomi and her husband, they have no food.
但是在拿俄米的时代却没有粮食。
Because there was a great famine all over the land of Judah.
因为在犹大地有一个大饥荒。
Obviously, the famine was due to the obedience of Israel because they had failed to God's purpose for living in the land of Canaan.
当然了，这个饥荒是因着以色列人背逆神的缘故，因为他们没有照着神的旨意来生活。
Instead of staying there and trusting God,
他们没有在那里顺服神，留在那里。
Naomi's husband chose to take his wife and two sons to move to the land of Moab.
拿俄米的丈夫却决定带着他的妻子和两个儿子去了摩押地。
He wanted to look for a better life.
他想要过一个更好的生活。
It was later proved not a wise decision.
后来证明这是一个非常不明智的决定。
Because first was the husband.
首先发生在丈夫身上。
Then the two sons died one after one.
后来两个儿子也相继死去。
Since the family had settled down in Moab.
自从他们在摩押地居住之后。
So we see that the land of Judah was cursed and dark at that time.
在犹大地那个时候受神的咒诅，活在黑暗之中。
If they choose to remain there.
如果他们决定留在犹大。
They would probably be starving to death.
他们可能会因饥饿而死亡。
However, Moab was a cursed land too.
但是摩押地也是一个受咒诅的地方。
Bible teachers tell us that the Moabites were idol worshiper people.
圣经告诉我们说，摩押人是敬拜偶像的人。
In the land of Moab, there were many idols.
在摩押地有很多的偶像。
And the paganism rituals.
有外邦的神。
Most of paganism rituals were evil and abominable.
很多的这些外邦敬拜神的这些仪式是非常的可恶的，是非常的憎显的。
So the family was kind of exchanging dark for dark.
他们就用一个黑暗换了另外一个黑暗。
And it seemed that they had nothing to complain about their ending in the land of a cursed generation.
所以对于他们在摩押地一个受咒诅地方的一个结局，他们是没有任何的可以抱怨的。
Because Naomi's family had left the protection and provision from the land of the promise.
因为他们离开了应许之地，在那里有神的保护和供应。
So we may say that they deserve the bad luck on their own.
所以我们说他们可以遭受这个坏运气是他们所配得的。
Didn't they, brothers and sisters?
是这样子吗？
Yes, whenever God's people set out to solve their problems on their own,
所以当神的儿女自己来解决这些问题的时候，
they always make the problem worse.
他们总是让问题更加的严重。
That's what a spiritual law says.
这就是一个属灵的一个律。
This is the background regarding today's Bible readings.
这是路德记的这个故事的背景。
But let's not make a conclusion here too quickly.
但是让我们在这里不要这么快地下这个决定，这个结论。
Naomi had a empty household.
拿俄米有一个
empty household.
这时候拿俄米有一个非常空的，这个家空了。
Because both of her husband and the two sons had passed away.
因为她的丈夫、她两个儿子都已经死去了。
And they had left no sons and daughters after them.
而且他们身后没有其他的儿子和儿女。
Except for three widows.
也就是只剩下了三个寡妇。
Naomi and two daughters-in-law.
拿俄米和两个儿妇。
So we would say what a stressful picture composed by three losers.
所以在这里我们看到一个图画是三个 三个 loser， 三个非常失败的人。
However, let's be reminded that even man failed.
但是让我们知道说，我们受提醒，人是失败的。
But God never failed on His purpose.
但是神在他的旨意里面从来不失败。
We prayed in this morning's table meeting.
我们今天早在饼杯那里也祷告。
Because God's love never failed.
因为神的爱从来不失败。
And this is the one major theme throughout the Old Testament history.
这也是在旧约里面的一个主题。
In Isaiah 55 verse 9, God says.
在以赛亚书五十五章第九节那里，神也说。
That for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天离地有多高，我的道路就高过你的道路，我的意念就高过你的意念。
Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps."
在箴言十六章第九节那里也是说到，人来决定自己的脚步，但是神指引他的道路。
So we see on the one hand, Naomi had followed her husband.
所以我们看到说，拿俄米一方面跟随了她丈夫的脚步
，to the land of a cursed generation，
来到一个受咒诅的地方
，and later on they received the consequences for their wrongful decisions。
后来他们为了他们所做的这个错误的决定，受到了一个承受了后果。
God's law of justice works here。
神的审判
，Yeah，
就在这里显明
，No doubt。
这里是没有无可置疑的。
But still on the other hand,
但是另一方面
，God had prepared and sent Naomi as a missionary there.
神也把拿俄米作为一个传道人送到了摩押地
，to bring a lost sheep back to the flock.
去把一个迷失的羊带回到羊圈里。
So dear brothers and sisters, Naomi was sent by God as a missionary.
所以弟兄姊妹，拿俄米是被神作为传道人派到了摩押地
，to a foreign country，
到一个外邦的国家去
，on a special mission from above，
为了一个特殊的旨意
，even if she was caught up in a totally wrong event，
虽然她是在一个完全错误的一个事件的里面
，that's God's wonderful knowledge and work。
这就是神的一个奇妙的工作。
Because He has a purpose for this lost world.
因为神对这个
lost world.
因为神对这个这个迷失的世界有特别的旨意。
And this purpose gave Naomi's life meaning in stressful times.
这个旨意就给拿俄米这个非常沮丧的生活有一个目的。
God wanted to save Ruth.
因为神想要拯救路德。
Ruth was a Moabite woman in the cursed land.
路德是在摩押地一个受咒诅的地方。
She had lived there generation by generation.
她在那里是跟她的民世代生活在那里。
For herself, she had no idea about salvation.
对她来说，救恩她没有任何的概念。
She didn't even know the one true God.
他甚至不知道那里还有一个真神。
For who he is,
他是谁
？And how wonderful his loving kindness is.
他的奇妙的慈爱和他的恩典是什么
？But God had prepared salvation for her.
但是神却为他预备了救恩。
From long ago,
在很久以前。
Even before she was born,
甚至在他出生之前。
And God had prepared and sent a missionary.
神也预备了一个传道人给他。
A helper.
一个帮助
a tour guide from Bethlehem to lead her journey back to home.
是一个向导，把她能够从伯利恒来的一个向导，把她带回家去。
Yes, Ruth was born in the land of Moab.
是的，路德是出生在摩押地。
But that cursed land is not her home.
但是那个受咒诅的地方不是她的家。
Her home was Bethlehem, the house of bread, the house of blessings, the house of God.
他的家是在伯利恒，是粮食之家，是 蒙祝福的家，是神的家。
So brothers and sisters, we pray that the Holy Spirit come to open our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹们祷告说，愿神的灵能够开启我们的眼睛。
To see God's provision for Ruth.
能够看到神对路德的一个供应。
Even when she didn't know the way back to God.
虽然他不知道回到神的这个路在哪里。
And we must see Naomi.
但是我们必须要看到拿俄米。
Was sent to her and lived by her.
拿俄米被差遣，与她一同生活。
Not only as her mother-in-law.
不光是作为她的婆婆。
But also as a missionary.
而是也是作为一个传道人。
Out of her own life of loss.
在他的这个生活的这个很多的损失失败损失里面
，to show her, to teach her, and to lead her way back home，
来教导他如能够来带领他如何回到家里去。
Wasn't it amazing, my dear brothers and sisters？
这不是一个非常奇妙的故事吗
？Ever since Naomi followed her husband to Moab。
自从拿俄米跟着她丈夫来到了这个摩押地。
Ever since two young Moabite women came into her household through the marriage.
这个两个摩押女子因着婚姻进入到她的家庭，进入到她的生活里。
By the way, it was such a shame for a Nazarite mother to have that family setting.
顺便提一下，对于一个以色列人来说，有这样的一个家庭是非常羞辱的事情。
Ever since her husband passed away,
自从她的丈夫去世
then followed by her two sons,
然后她的两个儿子也去世
Yes, we can say Naomi had lost everything with her in the land of a cursed generation.
我们可以说路德在一个受咒诅的地方失去了一切
She was indeed a woman of bitterness, as she described later in verse 20.
她也真的是一个受苦的女人，就像她在这里二十节里所讲到的。
There Naomi said to the women of Bethlehem.
这里拿俄米在跟伯利恒的那些妇女们说。
Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara.
不要再叫我拿俄米，叫我马拉。
Which means bitter in Hebrew language.
在希伯来话里面是苦的意思。
Still, God's mission and God's appointment to Naomi never failed.
但是在这里面，神的旨意并没有失败。
Because in God's plan, Ruth was purposed to come back with Naomi.
因为在神的旨意的里面，路德是决定了要跟拿俄米回来。
It's no accident that God picked on Ruth.
这不是在路德身上所发生的一个随机的事情。
From long ago, long ago, before Ruth was born.
在很久之前，在路德出生之前。
Even before the foundation of this world.
甚至在神创立世界之前。
Ruth was purposed to go back to Bethlehem.
路德已经定义了要回到伯利恒。
With her mother-in-law, Naomi.
跟她的婆婆拿俄米一起回到伯利恒。
So brothers and sisters, Ruth chapter 1 is the perfect example of a life driven by purpose.
所以路德记第一章是一个非常完美的例子，就是一个她的生活是有目的的。
It is not a story about the loser who all of a sudden woke up saying, "I'm gonna go home."
这里不是讲到一个失败的人醒过来之后说我要回家。
It is the story of a missionary of God's purpose.
而这里讲到是一个传道人和神的旨意。
Who cared about the lost sheep more than the loss of her life.
他更关心这个失去的这个迷失的羊过于他自己的生命。
My dear young people, nothing out of Naomi's life that happened coincidentally.
年轻人拿俄米的生命不是随机的，这事情不是随机的。
So, it is the way our life as well.
这也我们的生活也是这样。
We're not offered enough details from the Bible.
圣经里没有提供更多的细节。
About how Naomi was doing with her daily life in Moab.
没有讲到拿俄米每天的生活是如何过的。
I think she might.Turn to God during her stressful times.
我想在他的时候艰难的时候他转向了神。
Like we do in many times.
就好像我们在遇到困难的时候也一样。
I think Naomi would turn to God and asking, why am I here?
他可能转向神问了来问神说我为什么在这里。
What is my life for in the cursed land among a cursed generation?
我在这个受咒诅的时代，在这个受咒诅的地方，我在这里干什么？
Oh God, would you please just get me out of here?
神呐，能不能把我从这里带出去？
But I'm sure that he got an answer each time.
我相信他每一次都得到了答案。
You are here for my purpose.
你在这里有我的旨意。
So my dear young people.
所以年轻人。
Naomi lived for a purpose.
拿俄米是为着一个目的而活着的。
A purpose from above as a missionary.
从上而来的旨意是为了让她做一个传道人。
A missionary despite her family tragedies.
这个是虽然他家里有这个灾难，但他还是一个传道人。
In past experience, we have read a lot of missionary stories.
在过去，我们读到了很多关于传道人的故事。
Most of their personal stories in the foreign countries are so stressful.
他们在这个国外的生活是这样充满了灾难。
Like Hudson Taylor lost his beloved wife.
就好像哈森泰勒失去了他可爱的妻子
and so many others
还有其他的故事
they have lost everything with their lives
他们失去了一切甚至是生命
whenever Naomi turned to God and asked him said, why I am here
每一次当拿俄米转向神问神我为什么在这里
I think the answer is you are here just because of my purpose
我想神每次都告诉他说你在这里是为了我的目的我的旨意
To bring a lost sheep back to the flock
是为了把一个迷失的羊带回羊圈
Ruth lost everything with her in the land of Moab
路德在摩押地跟他一样失去了一切
For a purpose to bring Ruth back to Bethlehem
是就为了一个目的就是要把路德从摩押地带回去
Then this Moabite woman Ruth
然后这个摩押女子路德
became David's great-grandmother
就成了大卫的祖母
and then 1,000 years later
然后几千年之后
our Lord Jesus was born in the house of David
我们的主耶稣就诞生在大卫之家
and then today
然后今天
we are born again by faith in Jesus Christ
我们在主耶稣基督里面也重生
my dear brothers and sisters do you see it
所以弟兄姊妹你们看到吗
this is the plan of salvation that God had prepared
这就是神所预备的一个救恩
not only for Ruth
不光是为了路德
but also for all of us
也是为了我们
the Bible tells us
圣经里讲到
that even before the foundation of this world
甚至在创世以前
that plan of salvation was there
这个救恩的计划就已经在那里了
now we are all amazed that how Ruth played a crucial role in God's whole plan of salvation
我们都非常的惊讶说路德在神的拯救的计划里面是这样一个重要的角色
but let me point it out here
但是让我来指出来一点
that all these brilliant stories regarding God's plan of salvation
所有这些神救恩的计划的故事
start with a one ordinary woman like you and me
是从一个非常普通的人就像你和我一样的普通的人开始
brothers and sisters it is Naomi
是拿俄米。
Do we still consider it?
我们还是这样觉得。
As by coincidence, Naomi had moved to the land of Moab with her husband and sons.
拿俄米是我跟她的丈夫和儿子到了摩押地，是一个巧合吗
？Of course, she was hurt and disappointed there.
当然她是非常的失望，也受伤在那里。
She was heartbroken as she had survived all these things, all these family tragedies.
在这些经历家庭这么大的灾难的时候，她的心都碎了。
But Naomi's life over there for 10 years was for a single purpose.
但是拿俄米在那里生活的十年是为了一个目的。
Naomi made her life to achieve God's purpose.
拿俄米借着她的生活来完成神的目的。
We often ask God, why this, why that?
我们经常来问神，为什么这样，为什么那样？
When we are in a stressful times,
当我们受到压迫的时候，
we just want to figure out how to get out there quickly.
我们总是想办法能够从那里面逃出来。
But Ruth chapter 1 gives us a beautiful story from a different perspective.
但是路德记第一章却给了我们一个这样美好的故事，而从另外一个角度。
My dear brothers and sisters, 1 Peter chapter 2.
在弟兄姊妹，在彼得前书第二章那里。
Peter tells us,
彼得跟我们说，
that God has a plan and a destiny for each of our life.
神对我们每一个人都有一个计划，都有一个目的。
So that the world may see His glory through us.
所以这个世界能够借着我们看见他的荣耀。
The glory of marvelous light.
能够看见这个荣耀的光。
That's why we are here.
这就是为什么我们在这里。
In this city.
在这个城市。
And in this mosque.In this small church,
在这个小小的教会
I guess many brothers and sisters have been asking God.
也许很多弟兄姊妹都这样问过神
Why I'm still here?
我为什么还在这里
Can I just move to a bigger church?
我能不能去个更大的教会
A mega church?
去个大型教会
And they have like a Sunday morning wonderful programs.
他们主日的早上是一个非常好的节目单。
They have a professional music, a musical band on the stage.
他们在舞台上还有一个非常专业的乐队。
If you don't know how to sing the song, I love to tell the story.
如果你不会唱这首，我愿意传讲这个故事的歌。
They will sing it for you.
他们会为你唱。
And they will sing it many, many times.
他们会经常的唱，唱很多遍。
They have a lot of whole lot of like a programs of activities.
他们有很多的活动和节目。
My dear brothers and sisters, we are here for a purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在这里是有一个目的的。
Ruth chapter 1 is not the story of Naomi.
路德记第一章不是关于拿俄米的故事。
But also our story as well today.
也是我们今天我们自己的故事。
I can find one who could stay in the portrait aside from Naomi.
I can.
Yeah, one, you know, together with Naomi. Find one story, one person's story.
我不能再找到关于像跟拿俄米类似的故事。
It is Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
我找到跟另外一个拿俄米类似的故事就是使徒保罗。
If we look at Paul's Philippians,
我们来看彼得腓立比书。
Especially the first chapter.
尤其是第一章。
I'm not the first one say that you are reading a prison talk.
我不是这里是一个在监狱里的书信。
There are people just try to picture it in your mind.
所以年轻人，你可以在脑子里有一个图像。
A man there was beard.
一个老年有一个人，他有胡子。
Wrinkle.
满脸的皱纹。
Probably barefoot.
也可能是光着脚。
He had nothing with him because it was prohibited in emperor's prison.
他可能什么都没有，因为是被禁止的。
And he was chained on both his hands and foot.
他可能双手双脚都被锁链捆绑。
Around him was full of hostilities and depression.
在他周围都充满了仇敌还有压抑。
Paul was in prison in the city of Rome.
他在保罗在罗马的监狱里里面。
If you didn't know this man,
如果你不知道这个人
you would say that his time had reached the point of great loss.
你会说他是 到了一个地步是失去了一切。
Like Naomi was once in Moab.
就好像在拿俄米在摩押地一样。
Brothers and sisters in Rome turned away from Paul.
在罗马的弟兄姊妹们都远离了保罗。
He lost everything and was lonely alone in the prison.
他失去了一切，在罗马的监狱里面非常的孤单。
They left Paul saying that if you are the apostle of Almighty Lord,
他们对保罗说，如果你是神的这个大能的使徒，
you can save yourself and go walk out the prison.
那你就救你自己从监狱里出来。
We would say what a loss.
我们会说这是何等大的一个损失。
But let me read verses 12 and 13 from Philippians chapter 1 for you.
但是我们来读腓立比书第一章的十二节、十三节。
But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me had actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chain are in Christ.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事是更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
And verse 18, in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
第十八节，我就为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, Paul didn't see his imprisonment as a total loss.
我们在这个监狱里面，Paul 怎么来看的？这是一个完全的损失。
It's not a total loss, but a glorious gain.
这不是一个完全的损失，而是一个荣耀的一个荣耀。
Because he knew the purpose he was there.
因为他知道他在那里的一个目的。
He was there as a missionary.
他在那里是一个作为一个传道人。
Instead of a prisoner.
不是一个囚犯。
A missionary to the house of the emperor and lead them back to God.
作为传道人，要把御营全军带回到神面前。
Now Naomi decided to go back to her homeland.
那么现在拿俄米决定回到她的本，回到神的家。
With two of her daughters-in-law.
和她的两个儿妇。
It should be the time for Naomi to reap the harvest for her hard work.
这应该是拿俄米在收割的时候了。
It should be the time of a celebration.
应该是一个庆祝的时候。
Because finally her mission was completed.
因为最后她的这个使命完成了。
We have two sets of conversation here between Naomi and her daughters-in-law.
我们在这里有两个对话，是和在拿俄米和她的儿妇之间。
To see how Naomi reap her harvest.
再看看拿俄米是怎样来丰收的。
And took Ruth back to Bethlehem.
能够把路德带回到伯利恒。
The first set of conversation was mainly between Naomi and Orpah.
第一段的对话是跟拿俄米和俄尔巴的故事。
And the second one was focused on Ruth.
第二段的对话是集中在拿俄米的路德的身上。
Both sets of conversations are beneficial to us.
这两段的故事对我们都有益。
But to save time, I want to take a look at the second one.
为了节省时间，我们只看第二段。
Let's turn to verses 16 through 17.
我们来看第十六节和十七节。
Many people will take this one as a love story.
很多人把这个作为一个爱的故事。
Because it captivates our hearts with the love talk that Ruth had for Naomi.
因为路德对于拿俄米的爱实在是抓住了我们的心。
That's partially right.
这个是对的。
Because Ruth was rejected for her idea of following Naomi back to Bethlehem. Ruth was rejected.
因为路德是被拒绝要跟随，被拿俄米拒绝回到伯利恒。
In verse 8, 11, 12, and 15.
在第八节、第十一节、第十二节和第十五节那里
，Naomi repeated four times to her daughters-in-law.
Naomi 拒绝了四次。
You guys just go back.
你们就回去吧。
Go back to your family. Go back to your people. Go back to your gods.
回到你们自己的家，回到你们自己的民，回到你们自己的神那里去。
Don't follow me, Naomi said to them.
Naomi 对他们说，不要再跟着我。
Because I have nothing to insure you.
因为我没有任何东西来给你们保障。
Some would say that Naomi wanted to reject them.
有人说，Naomi是想要来拒绝他们。
But I believe Naomi was just really making it clear that there's going to be a cost if they choose to follow her through.
但是我相信Naomi在这里是想要表明，如果要跟着他回去是有代价的。
But this is another topic, and we are not going to touch on it.
这是另外一个题目，我们今天不在这里讲下去。
So Orpah chose to walk out.
因为俄尔巴因此就决定离开了。
Because it sounded too stressful for her.
因为对她来说，这个是太压力太大。
For a ordinary woman from a cursed land.
从一个咒诅之地出来的一个普通的女人
，and to the land of to the land of promise，
到一个应许之地
，sounds too stressful，
对她来说这个太大的压力。
But Ruth chose to stick with Naomi，
但是路德却选择了来跟随拿俄米
，saying that nothing but death could separate us，
对她来说，除非死能够使你我分离。
And wherever you die, and I will die, and there will I be buried.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。
Do we really want to take it as a shallow love talk?
我们真的觉得说这是一个很肤浅的一个爱的故事吗？
You know, as young people, when they fall in love, they always say that.
当然，年轻人他们刚刚开始相爱的时候，他们也这样讲。
But Ruth said so because ever since she had seen Naomi.
但是路德这样讲是因为他自从看到拿俄米。
A godly woman from Bethlehem.
一个敬畏神的人从伯利恒而来。
A woman who knows God very well.
一个女人对于神是这样子的认识。
Her mother-in-law that she spent the days and the nights by her side.
她这是她的婆婆，她每日跟她生活在一起。
Ruth had grown up with a desire.
在路德的里面就产生了一个愿望。
An earnest longing in her heart.
在她里面有一个切盼。
That I want to live my whole life like she does.
我想我的一生的生活像她一样。
So do you see it, my dear young people? Ruth chapter 1 is a faith talk.Rather than a love talk.
所以你们看到吗？路德记第一章不是一个爱的故事，故事，而是一个信心的故事。
Because Ruth was so deeply attracted to Naomi.
因为在路德里面被拿俄米深深的吸引。
To Naomi's God.
对，被拿俄米的神深深的吸引。
To Naomi's lifestyle before God.
在拿俄米在神面前的这个生活的方式。
So she didn't just come up with a hot-headed idea of going back with Naomi.
她不是在脑子里头头脑一热就想要跟拿俄米回伯利恒。
No, it wasn't.
但不是这样子的。
The conversation between Ruth and Naomi was the fruit.
这个拿俄米和路德之间的这个谈话是一个果子。
A fruit of a faithful life that Naomi had been living before Ruth.
是因为拿俄米在路德面前的一个忠实的生活。
A living life day after day, year after year.
是一个这样每一天每一年这样的一个忠实的生活。
Ruth 1:4 tells us that it has been 10 consecutive years.
在第四章第四节那里。
第一章第四节。
第一章第四节。
It has been 10 consecutive years. 10 years.
那里已经有约有十年的时间。
Don't forget Naomi had lost everything with her in these 10 years.
不要忘记在这十年里面拿俄米失去了一切。
But she won Ruth's conversion.
但是她却换来了路德的这个改变。
Now let's see what Ruth had learned from Naomi in these 10 years.
那我们来看一看路德从在这十年里面从拿俄米学到了什么。
First is the life direction and the way.
第一个是他生活的方向，他的方式。
Because in verse 16,
因为第十六节那里
，Ruth said to Naomi,
路德对拿俄米说
，For wherever you go, I will go.
你去哪里，我也往哪里去。
Go means direction and the path.
那个去是指的是他有个方向，有个路。
You won't go anywhere without knowing the direction and the path.
你如果不知道那个方向和路的话，你是不会去的。
Ruth was born in a cursed land.
路德是出生在一个受咒诅的地方。
She knew nothing about the direction of her life.
她对她自己生活的方向没有任何的概念。
Ephesians 2:12 says that before we were born again in Christ.
在以弗所书第二章那里讲，在我们在基督里面重生之前
，we were aliens in the strangers from the covenant of the promise.
我们是在以色列诸约之外，是我们是与基督无关的。
Having no hope and without God in the world, having no direction for our life.
我们在这个地上也没有神，也没有方向，也没有指望。
Why we come to this country?
我们为什么来到这个国家呢？
For more money?
我们是为了挣钱吗？
And a better food?
是为了更好的食物吗？
And a better life?
更好的生活。
And that's it.
就这些吗？
That was Ruth's life before she met Naomi.
对于路德遇到拿俄米之前，那是她的生活。
But now,
但是现在
her eyes were widely opened.
她的眼睛被大大的打开了。
Because she had a life example.
因为她有一个样子。
Life example before her day and night.
她在每天的生活里面，她都有一个榜样。
Telling her that this is the way of life should be.
告诉他说，这个生活应该是这个样子。
This is the life designated for you and everybody in God's purpose.
在神的旨意里面，这才是神所给你定义的生活。
And this is the path of blessings and meaningfulness.
这才是这个蒙恩的这个路和那个意义。
So brothers and sisters, when Naomi said to her,
所以当弟兄姊妹当拿俄米跟他说
，I'm going.
我走了。
Of course, Ruth would say, "Wherever you go, I will follow."
所以路德就是说，你无论去哪里，我也去哪里。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
since the days and the years our family, our co-workers, and our friends staying with us,
自从这些我们的朋友跟我们在一起生活的日子，我们的家人跟我们生活的日子
have they seen their direction and the path from us?
他们从我们的身上看到他们的方向和路了吗
？From our life examples，
从我们生活的这个榜样里面。
Second, Ruth learned from Naomi where to set her life.
第二个，路德也从拿俄米那里学到了他在哪里set her life， 他在哪里定下他的方向。
Because Ruth told Naomi，
因为路德跟拿俄米说。
Wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我就在哪里住宿。
Lodge means the place where you want to claim your residency.
住宿就是说你在那个地方称为你住的地方。
Ruth was born in Moab.
路德是出生在摩押地。
And had taken this idol worship land as her home.
对于这个敬拜偶像的地方是她的家。
But through the years of living with Naomi,
但是借着跟拿俄米生活这些日子里面
she heard from Naomi,
她从拿俄米听到
from the journeys of those faith ancestors like Abraham, like Jacob, like Moses,
从亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各和摩西的这些故事当中
how they had followed God and desired heavenly country.
他们是如何跟随神来可想这个天上的家
So she kept growing a warm desire.
所以在她里面也有一个非常的可想
I want to lodge my eternal home there like they did.
我也希望像他们一样在天上有个永远的家
My dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
where do we want to set our home in our real life?
所以我们在生活里面哪里才是我们真正的家
The point is, if people can't see our lodging in our daily lives,
如果人们在我们的日常生活里面看不到我们永远的家
how could we expect someday they would say to us, wherever you lodge, I will lodge?
我们怎么能够期望他们说你无论在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿呢？
Third, Ruth said to Naomi.
第三，路德对拿尔米说，
Your people shall be my people.
你的名就是我的名。
People means who you belong to.
这个名是说你是属于哪里的。
Not only Ruth was a Moabite.
不光路德是摩押人。
She was also a widow.
她也是一个寡妇。
She had no idea about the people in Bethlehem.
她对于伯利恒的人没有任何的概念。
But if she chose to stick with her own people, Moabites,
如果她决定跟她自己的民在一起，
at least she could find the security.
她也许会有一些保障。
But she had learned from Naomi.
但是她从拿尔米那里学会了。
About God's chosen people.
学到了神的选民。
Not only from her.Storytelling,
不光是从他的故事里面，
but also from Naomi's daily walk lies a true Israel.
而是从拿俄米每日的生活里面看到他是真以色列人。
Naomi's life testimony must have made so much different from Moabites.
拿俄米每日的生活对于路德的这个影响应该是非常的大。
So Ruth wanted to turn away from.Her own people.
所以路德想要从他自己的民那里转回。
And large to be a part of the faith community.
而是想成为一个有信心的，跟这些有信心的人在一起。
The last phrase was Ruth saying to Naomi.
最后一句话，路德对拿俄米说
，Your God be my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Again, we're not offered enough details about Ruth's conversion from idol worshippers.
我们在这里没有更多的细节，是路德是怎样从敬拜偶像转向神的。
We don't know. We have no idea.
我们不知道具体的情况。
But listen to what Paul says in Romans 10:14-15.
但是我们看看保罗在罗马书第十章那里所说的。
How shall they call on God in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in God of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent?
如果人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎么传道呢？
Ruth had lived in the midst of.Idols and idol worshippers.
这个路德一直是跟着一个敬拜偶像的人生活在一起的。
She had no other chance to get to know the one true God of Israel, but from Naomi.
她在拿俄米之外是没有任何机会看见这个真神的。
Naomi, her mother-in-law and a missionary whom God had prepared and sent to her.
拿俄米她的婆婆是神所差遣到她那里去的。
Of course, life in the foreign land was tough and unfriendly for Naomi.
对于拿俄米来说，在这个外国的生活是非常的不友好，非常艰辛的。
But listen to what Paul says in Romans 10:15.
但是你来听听看，保罗在罗马书第十章第十五节那里所说的。
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings the glad tidings of good things.
报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美！
My dear brothers and sisters, I believe the best classroom for lesson about God that Naomi had offered to Ruth is her daily life.
对于拿俄米来说，他给路德所提供的最好的这个课程是在每天的生活里面。
A daily life as a wife, a mother.And an ordinary woman.
作为一个普通的人，她是一个妻子，也是母亲。
Naomi in Ruth chapter 1 could be your story and my story.
拿俄米在路德记第一章里面，可以是你的故事，也可以是我的故事。
If we live rightfully before people,
如果我们在人的面前过一个对的生活。
If we live an exemplary life of dignity, strength, truthful.Honor and the love, somebody will see God in us.
如果我们在人的面前能够过着一个有尊严、诚实的、正直的生活，会有人看见神的荣耀。
That's how Ruth had seen and approved from Naomi.
这是路德在拿俄米的里面看到的证据。
And I believe this is the purpose God has for us.
这是我相信这是神在我们里面的一个目的。
As God's children to live in this world.
作为神的选民在这个地上。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们为你的话向你献上感谢。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will bring this word into our daily lives.
我们祷告愿圣灵把这些话带到我们的生活里面。
And make our life as a living example.
让我们的生活能够成为一个活的见证。
So someday we can say our life is a living sacrifice before you.
所以有一天我们可以说我们的生活在你面前是一个活祭。
For the purpose to let the world may see your glory.
让这个世界能够看见你的荣耀。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you for your precious word and we thank you for this wonderful time.
我们为你宝贵的话语和今天早上的时间向你献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.